This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations top court has opened hearings on the allegation that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. AP's Karen Shamas.
Everyone in the courtroom at the International Court of Justice was ordered to stand as a line of judges entered the big hall. The judges have opened 2 days of legal arguments in a case accusing Israel of genocide in its Gaza war. Israel rejects the allegation. In a statement after the case was filed last year, the Palestinian Authority urged the court to call on Israel to stop what it called its onslaught against the Palestinian people. Although it normally considers the UN and international tribunals unfair and biased, Israel has sent a strong legal team to defend its military operation in Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to see governance reforms. It's part of a plan to rally the region behind a post-war vision for Gaza that includes concrete steps toward a Palestinian state. Blinken says he has secured commitment from multiple countries in the region to assist with rebuilding and governing Gaza after the war against Hamas, but only if there is a pathway to a Palestinian state. Finland's Interior Ministry confirmed Thursday the nation will extend the closure of its border with Russia by 4 weeks until February 11th. VOA's Jeff Custer.
Finland closed its border with Russia late last year in response to a growing inflow of asylum seekers, which it said was an orchestrated move by Moscow, a claim which the Kremlin denies. The border had been scheduled to reopen January 15th. But at a news conference in Helsinki Thursday, Finnish Interior Minister Mari Rantanen told reporters it is absolutely necessary to continue closing the eastern border, as authorities say the threat of Russia's influence still exists. The Finnish Border Guard reports some 900 asylum seekers from nations such as Kenya, Morocco, Pakistan, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen entered